not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Michael Mafuro. Good afternoon, Pastor. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Mfundisi. How are you doing?
Well, thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is if faith in God is worth anything, shouldn't God want us to reach Him through our reason rather than unthinkingly through blind faith?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that question. The quick and honest answer that I can give on that one is we have a different medium of communication when it comes to different other things. For example, if you are to talk to someone who is far from you, you're gonna have to need a phone. If you are going to communicate with someone by sending them a document, you may necessarily need to send them an email or any form that complies with that kind of communication. So take it in the same format with God. God also has a form with which we communicate with Him, and that is through faith. Now, here's the difference. God is divine, and we are human. Automatically, those are two contrasting persons, for lack of a better word, that is. And therefore, since God is divine, desiring to communicate with a human being, the human being, the manner in which he, assesses things is through what he sees. It is through sight. If you see something, you get to understand it. If you see something, you get to flow with it, or whatever case. But that's how we roll. That's how we do things. It is through sight. But with God is different. It is not through sight, because God is a spirit. God is divine. And the manner with which he in his realm functions is through faith, because God is a being that no man has ever seen. And therefore, because we have not yet seen God, it requires us to use a blind faith. Why? Because, you see, it has got to do with your conviction. It has got to do with your belief. If you believe it, if you are convicted of it, if you have made a decision to go on with it, though there is nothing tangible that you can see, it then becomes a reality. Now, God being the God who owns all power, He has the capacity to just make you think something and then it is there. He has got the power to make you just reason on something and then it becomes, whichever way. But then there will be no relationship. So here's what faith does. Faith then is used as an instrument to catalyze the relationship between the human being and the God being. So the line that connects between the God being and the human being, it is faith. Hence, God then requires us to have faith in Him, because the faith works patience and the faith works out our relationship with Him. So God is not, when God wants to drill a hole on the wall, He's not interested in whether the drilling machine is yellow or is green or is red. All He's interested in is the hole on the wall. Because of that, man could be fascinated about the color of the drilling machine, but that's not the point. God is largely interested in the relationship with the human being, and it is best expressed, manifested, experienced through faith.
And what about reason? Is God uninterested in reason?
Well, once again, let me just throw in my thought on that. He is interested in reason. But you see, the currency of reason to God is faith. That's why faith appears to be foolishness to those who do not believe. Because faith is the reason for God. What we call reason in our own terms is deemed reason in our own terms. But what we call faith, which is reason with God, is deemed foolish. Remember the two differences I mentioned. The personality of God is different from person to person. With person to person, you require reason. But with person to divine, you require faith. It's a functionality. It's a functionality that works out relationship, which is different because that's the personality that God has chosen to be in. Unfortunately, there is no other way. Reason, however, will be, it raises the two beings to an equal platform or to an equal podium, where you are sitting in the office right in the studio right now and where I am requires us to communicate in reason, because for some reason to some extent we share a certain common or level platform, you and I. But with God, these are two different beings. The God being and the human being are two different beings. And it also means that God is at an elevated position, seeking or requiring communication with a man who is in a lower position. And it is faith that then brings us up closer to God. But it does not put us at the same level with God, because we are not at the same wavelength. So to try and clarify that, reason is for equals. And faith is for those who understand that they are subjects of the superior being.
Pastor Michael Mafora, thank you very much. Really appreciate your answers. They really are helpful. We appreciate your time for this.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's how we end our conversation. We'll have the pastor once again tomorrow.